online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Boris Johnson is to face an investigation by an independent panel following complaints over his burqa comments. It will look at whether the former Foreign Secretary breached the Conservative Party's code of conduct. Earlier, the head of the Met Police says he didn't commit a crime when he compared women who wear the face veils to letterboxes and bank robbers.
KM FM News.
The dad of a six-week-old baby who died in Kent has been arrested. An inquest has heard Mackenzie Ellis was admitted to a London hospital last year with a head injury and died 3 days later. Police have questioned a 20-year-old man from Lingley Road in Broadstairs. The jury at the trial of England cricketer Ben Stokes has been directed to find one of the co-accused men not guilty. The judge says there's no evidence that Ryan Hale used or threatened unlawful violence last September. The pair and another man all deny a fray following the incident in Bristol. The footage showing the moment Stokes was later arrested has now been released.
I'll explain to you why you've been arrested as well. It's because there's a guy over there that's covered in blood.
Yeah.
And I've been told that you punched him.
Because he was abusing my two friends.
Right, well, that's what I've been told at the moment, so that's why I've arrested you on suspicion of assault,
right?
Absolutely
fine. I think we need a first aider, because he's pretty cut.
Yeah, that's right, I'll do that in a minute.
Three men who attacked another man with a knife in Chatham have been jailed for a total of 38 years. The two brothers and their stepdad carried out the assault at the victim's home in January last year. The 27, 26 and 51-year-olds denied being in the house at the time, but were all convicted. Last month was another record-breaking one for A&E departments in England. 2.1 million people used it last month, up 5% compared to July 2017.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Firefighters are still at the scene of a blaze that broke out in a barn near Sittingbourne more than 30 hours ago. Crews were called to the street in Stockbury in the early hours of yesterday after 100 tonnes of hay caught alight. Anyone nearby is still being told to keep their windows and doors closed because of smoke. Dozens of shops at Bluewater are now letting us refill our water bottles for free as a part of a new recycling campaign. Costa, Starbucks and Cafe Nero are among 36 retailers who've signed up so far. Sustainability manager Tom Byrne is encouraging more of us to try it out.
A lot of guests out there potentially are nervous or a bit hesitant to get a free refill of water, going into a store and asking for one without no obligation to make a purchase. So the campaign is all about trying to break down these barriers, promote getting free refills whenever they want to, and to really make it an obvious option.
You'll be able to ask any shop with a refill me sticker in their window. We're being warned a huge piece of electricity equipment being delivered to a site in Surrey could cause delays in Kent. The 143-tonne transformer needs to get from Tilbury Docks in Essex to a substation in Weybridge next weekend. And a new museum's opened in Kent celebrating all things cinema. More than 60,000 objects have been put together in the Kent Museum of the Moving Image in Deal. Among the highlights are hand-painted posters promoting films made by Ealing Studios, and Joss March from the museum says they've turned out to have a local connection.
The day we opened, a very pleasant looking, rather shy lady came to the door and she said, "You know about S. John Woods?" And I said, "He's the most important person in this exhibition, but we've been able to find out so little information about him and he's absolutely critical." And she said, "Well, he was my father and he lived round the corner in Deal," which was extraordinary.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Athletics and Kent's Adam Jamili has a lot to prove later at the European Championships in Berlin. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
The sprinter from Dartford is hoping to regain his 200-metre title from 2014. He just scraped into the final and will go in lane two tonight. Teammate Nathaniel Mitchell-Blake, who finished fourth at last year's World Championships in London, is in lane four. On to football, and Chelsea have further strengthened ahead of this afternoon's transfer window closing at 5 p.m. for English clubs. Croatian midfielder Mateo Kovacic has joined on a season-long loan from Real Madrid. It's part of Thibaut Courtois moving the other way. Chelsea paid a record £71.6 million for goalkeeper Kepa last night. West Ham have made yet another signing, with Lucas Perez arriving from Arsenal. And in cricket, play's not looking likely until at least mid-afternoon on day one of the second test between England and India at Lord's. The toss hasn't taken place yet because of persistent rain in London. England are aiming to take a 2-0 lead in the five-match series after dramatically winning at Edgbaston last week.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.